This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products or your services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace can help you do it.
What if I need just a website where I can put one page about my favorite horse?
Oh, wow. What would this be called? This would be called MatthewsOnePageHorse.com.
Boom, yeah, MatthewsOnePageHorse.com.
Squarespace can help you do it. They've got beautifully designed templates. You can have a full page photo of your one-page horse.
Yeah, I got to say, for once, we came up with a domain name that I bet is not taken yet.
MatthewsOnePageHorse.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, so you can get started working on it today, Matthew. You just, you know, add, arrange your content. It's so easy. And with our offer code, you can get 10% off your first purchase.
Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to squarespace.com and use the offer code SPILLED to get 10% off.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and only kids can have some.
Because today we're talking about kid snacks.
Kid snacks. This was suggested by listener Julia.
Kid snacks sounds like it would be a character either from Newsies or from a little superhero.
Who, Kid Snacks.
Kid Snacks.
I feel like it would also be a good DJ name.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like Kid Hops, who works for KEXP
exactly.
Here. This would be Kid Snacks. This is like more my speed.
Yes. A show where you get like oral snacks.
Yeah.
I mean, A-U-R-A-L.
Whoa.
That word is really problematic.
That word is so problematic.
Could we come up with something new, like as a language?
Oral versus aural.
Yes, you're right. It sounds much better if you said oral. That's not problematic at all.
All right. So let's go down memory lane. Matthew, what do you remember about snacks of your kid?
My kid time, my kidhood?
Your kidhood.
Oh, well, okay. I grew up in the kidhood. Mm-hmm. And I really only start to remember snacks from like age 9 or so, when I first started being able to go over to Selwood Market and buy my own like junk food. Mm-hmm. So I don't really remember a lot about the kind of stuff that we have here today. I definitely did have applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
And juice boxes, but that's not really a snack.
Did you have the applesauce in the little individual cups?
I was trying to remember that when I said it. Like, was that a thing yet? I'm not sure. Do you remember? I have amnesia.
Good thing I have a lot of kid snacks memories. Okay, let me just run down the list.
Probably while you go through yours, it's going to jog my memory, and I'm going to be able to go mentally back to the kidhood.
Okay, so graham crackers in all the flavors. So, you know, cinnamon graham crackers, honey graham crackers.
Oh,
remember cinnamon graham crackers?
I do. I remember. God. Actually, that was like one of the instances of... Have you had an experience like this? Not recently. Like when you were a kid that you... went to the supermarket with your parents, and you believe that you discovered a product? Because, like,
I think I'm trying to remember what that would have been, but yes, I definitely had that experience.
Cinnamon graham crackers was that for me, that, like, you know, I was very familiar with the plain honey graham crackers. And then we went to the store and I'm like, Mom, what is this? We have to try this. And it was great because it's covered with sugar.
Covered with sugar. Well, then Teddy Grahams.
Oh, of course.
Teddy Grahams happened. And then we sort of got into like a chocolate graham cracker vibe.
Oh, wow.
Right? Because they had like, they came in cinnamon, honey, and chocolate flavors, I think.
Teddy Grahams, yeah, that
Teddy
sounds
Grahams.
Right.
And then I would say that, of course, like string cheese, what are other things? I had the individual packages of the individual cups of applesauce.
Uh-huh.
I would say also fruit cocktail. I mean, canned fruit episode a long time ago.
I think I probably ate all these things. I think Teddy Grahams were like a year after my time.
I think so too. I mean, I think you would have been like,
you would say that.
No, I think you would have been in high school. 'Cause I think I was like in fifth grade or middle school or.
And then I wasn't cool enough in high school to eat Teddy Grahams.
Yeah. Okay, what else? Fruit by the foot.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to, you know, like...
like fruit by the centimeter?
As opposed to fruit roll-ups.
Mm-hmm.
What else was there?
Is fruit by the foot...
I think of like goldfish crackers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, we have those.
What else was there? Things especially geared towards kids. Well, flavored applesauces became a big thing when
right.
I was a kid. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Like veal flavored and...
Yeah, mm-hmm. The savory flavors really were hot with the kids.
Yeah, like I like the shrimp cocktail applesauce where you would open it and there would be like one perfect shrimp right on top. Once again, I'm grossing myself out.
Okay, what else? Things like beef jerky. I feel like beef jerky is the ultimate kid snack. Of course, now it's like the paleo CrossFit snack.
Yeah, for adult kids.
Yeah. But I remember when I would go with my mom usually to visit my Aunt Tina, my mom's twin sister, who lived in Northern California. So Tina and her then husband and two kids lived in this house that backed up into like a swampy area, frankly.
Whoa. It sounds great.
It was awesome for us as kids. They didn't have a fence along the back wall of the backyard. And so we could walk out, and if it was dry enough during certain times of the year, we could cross through a part of the swamp that would otherwise be wet, and we could...
Like the land bridge of Beringia.
This was amazing, right? I mean, I had such a storied childhood, right? And then we would, you would pass by the like local fire station, which was just on the other side of the swamp, and then cross one street, and then you were at this like rundown strip mall.
I feel like
that had a convenience store. And so, I mean, this was probably the equivalent of a block and a half away.
But some days you couldn't go there because the swamp was too wet?
Yeah, yeah, in the wintertime. And then for the rest
of... And then the spring thaw
would come. And then
we could
cross over and go
to
the convenience store. And this was such a big deal when my youngest cousin, Katie, who is my age, when the two of us were old enough to do this alone.
Yes.
We would go and we would be given just enough money. I think we were given like $5. And we would go. And we would get this was early in the Ben and Jerry's days when they had when the idea of having cookie dough ice cream was like really new and exciting.
Yes.
So we would go over there and we had just enough money to buy a pint of cookie dough ice cream, which we would eat straight out of the pint. And then we would also get from these just sort of like plastic smeary looking tubs by the cash register.
You could
get a stick of beef jerky, like, you know, 5 cents a stick.
You'd stick your hand into the tub that
you would stick your hand in there. Exactly.
Gone through before.
There was like teriyaki flavor, pepper flavor, regular flavor, and we would each get like a stick of regular beef jerky, our pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and then we would walk back home. And this was.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
Through a swamp, both ways. Can you describe the swamp in more detail?
Can I tell you what's really sad about this story, though, is that at a certain point when we were teenagers, they tore down the convenience store and redid the shopping center
that
it shared a lot with. The convenience store has now been replaced with like a high-end senior living facility, like one of those like Aegis brand
Okay.
Yeah. Facilities that, like
to me
fancy.
Is one of the top brands of assisted living facilities. And, what are some of your
other
favorites?
And now it also has a high end grocery store, and it's totally different.
But
now.
Did they fill in the swamp?
They did not fill in the swamp.
Good.
No, the swamp.
To me, the
lives
swamp
on.
Was the most important
the
part of that story.
The fire station is still there.
Do you think the firefighters had to respond to a lot of like a kid fell in the swamp calls?
No.
It wasn't,
you know, this was not like the Louisiana bayou.
That's what I was picturing. Yeah,
no, this is not, this is also not like any sort of like Everglades situation.
You jogged a memory for me, which is unfortunately not swamp related, but I remember like a bag of Cheerios, I think, is something that I continue to snack on like long past the age that most kids give it up.
Yes,
go.
I bought a couple weeks ago, I bought a box of Honey Nut Cheerios. My daughter had them somewhere and I bought a box.
What do you mean she had? Oh, I see.
She had
came
eaten
home
them
and
somewhere.
Said, I ate these delicious Cheerios.
Yes. Okay. So I bought some. And I have to say, she has eaten them once since we got them. And I have been having them like every day.
Oh, they're the greatest.
With whole milk as like a snack in the afternoon. A bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios with whole milk in the afternoon.
I hear you.
That's what they mean by afternoon delight.
That is what that song is about. Yeah. 100%. Like the crunching and the
the wetness.
Yes.
Slurping. Oh, boy.
I think like around the same time I was snarfing Cheerios from a plastic bag, I kind of went on this kick of like I wanted to suck on things till they disappeared in my mouth. Like I remember I used to do this with M&Ms.
My tongue hurt.
Yeah, but like I was stoic about it.
I used to do it with sour gummies when they first came on the market.
Oh yeah.
Like I remember sitting in the movie theater sucking on my Sour Patch Kids, and now I don't even suck on them for 0.2 seconds because I've learned my lesson so many times by having my tongue like abraded.
Yes.
By the citric acid.
But it's so worth it. Like I love like when you like stick a sour watermelon like down into the pockets in the back corners of your mouth. It's so good.
Oh God, it makes it like I just felt my salivary glands start squirting when you said that.
Mm-hmm. When did they introduce, this is a complete change of topic. Speaking of mouth watering things, when did they first introduce the baby carrots?
Like that was sometime like in my, I would say elementary school years.
Yeah.
So sometime in the 80s.
Because like we've had those on the show for various reasons, I think, and they're always way better than I expect them to be.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I agree. I always sort of poo-poo them at the store, and I don't buy them. But then the truth is, somebody else buys them, and I eat them at some party or something, and I'm like, oh, yum, baby carrots.
Have you gotten the sense from doing this show that all of the things that you don't buy for some reason are probably better than all of the things that you do buy?
Yes, sometimes. Yeah.
Okay, so
can
Molly,
we start eating
yeah,
things?
Molly is opening a box of Annie's Cheddar Bunnies.
Hold on, where are your goldfish, though?
Oh, let me get the goldfish.
So goldfish, as a kid, I would, that was like a real staple. And we always got the plain kind. Now they've got all these flavors and now you've got baby ones.
Yeah. So I had some procurement issues with this episode. I totally forgot to get animal crackers. That one's on me.
Barnum and Bailey.
At the co-op, which you would think would be like the world headquarters of cheddar bunnies, they only had extra cheesy cheddar bunnies. Jesus. Which sounds good.
Oh, man.
And
what is this world coming to?
The choice of goldfish in cheddar flavor was baby or Cars branded, where some of them were like shaped like characters from the movie Cars 6 or whatever they're up to.
Cars like the table water crackers?
No, Cars like the vehicle that has an engine in it. that are the stars of a series of Disney movies.
You know what I always wish about goldfish? I always wish that they had salt on both sides.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever...
They're only sprinkled with salt on one side.
I don't think I've ever put a goldfish under the microscope to that extent.
Well, these baby ones, it's kind of hard to tell. These have such a mild cheese flavor. It's more of like a toasted flour flavor.
Do you think I should have gotten the flavor blasted goldfish?
Yeah. That was the goldfish.
So this is interesting. Yeah, I do think these goldfish could use some flavor blasting. Mm-hmm. Overall, I like the goldfish better because I think the texture is way better. But the cheddar bunnies are, as promised, cheesier.
The cheddar bunnies are cheesier, but I feel like I also am tasting something in them that tastes... Well, I get more cheddar right off the bat and more salt.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get this very floury taste.
Yeah, and this has... The cheddar bunnies have a bunch of spices in them, like, that I think the goldfish... I don't know.
I would say the last third...
No, the goldfish have spices,
too. The last third of my chewing experience of the cheddar bunnies is kind of unpleasant.
The... What do they call that in wine terms? Like the tail or the...
The...
Afterburner?
Well, I think that really what I want to try is like extra cheesy goldfish. Because the aftertaste of goldfish is better to me.
Do you want to go to the store? I'll give you $5.
No. Yeah, these cheddar bunnies, I'm a little disappointed, Annie's.
Hmm. Yeah, so it turns out flavor blasting is sometimes necessary.
Yeah.
Can we just grate some cheese and throw them in the bag with the goldfish and shake it up and see what
amazing
happens?
Amazing idea.
That I feel like that would be a great goldfish commercial, right?
Can I just say that in an era of like high-tech packaging, like,
uh-huh,
like, you know how they've really changed the Oreos packaging? So now it's got that like...
Yes, I remember because you failed to do it correctly.
I know. I love that the packaging of Pepperidge Farm Goldfish has not changed since we were kids.
Yes, that you kind of have to unfold it a few times where it's glued together and then peel it apart.
Yes.
And it never quite peels apart evenly.
And you always wind up tearing like a hole in part of it.
Yep.
And then you have to fold it back over and then you have to find a clip or something to put on it. I love the utter, like,
bad design of it.
I was going to say, what is the word for optimization? They have not optimized this package experience, and I kind of love it.
Yeah, it is very satisfying to open a new bag of goldfish.
Yeah.
And a bag of goldfish does not go very far.
No.
If you know, do you know a kid? Because I know a kid, and a kid can go through a bag of goldfish in, like, 1.2 days.
I think you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
I've never bought goldfish for June.
Oh, well, you should.
She's kind of ambivalent on starches in general.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, she doesn't eat that many crackers. She likes bread.
How does she feel about fruit snacks? That's my attempt at a segue.
Wait. I think we need to stick with savory
okay,
here.
You're right.
Cutting ahead in the meal.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Yep. So whether you want to help Matthew build Matthew's onepagehorse.com.
Wait a minute. People can sign up and help me build a website?
Well, I mean, I was thinking maybe all our listeners would just want to come over and gather around your desk.
Oh, and like, but maybe they want to build a competitor like, you know, Christine'sMagicHorse.com.
Great. Well, Squarespace can help them look like an expert builder of one-page horse websites right from the start.
Christine, this is for you. I don't know if we have a listener, Christine, but I'm going to guess we probably do. And she is going to go to squarespace.com and choose one of over 20 beautifully designed professional templates and build that horse website that's going to look great. You know, she can look at it on her iPad at the horse
On so many different devices.
What's a place that has horses? Like a barn?
The stable.
Yeah, the stable.
Yeah.
You know, on her phone when she's like taking a phone, when she's taking a phone.
When she's taking a phone.
When she's taking someone, she can take someone's phone and pull up her website. And it's.
And can I get a word in edge?
Maybe.
There's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. So Christine can just spend all her time thinking about her horse and not about fixing up her website. It's going to look great. It was easy to set up. And, you know, I don't know if something happens and Christine needs to, I don't know, maybe she's not into horses anymore. But
what? Christine's not into horses
anymore? Christine's like magical donkey. She can contact 24/7 customer support. They could probably help walk her through that big change.
Oh, yeah. So how to like change every mention of horse on her website into donkey? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right. So to get started on your website, horse-related, donkey-related, or, and I realize this sounds crazy, even not farm animal-related, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code SPILLED for 10% off your first purchase.
Again, that's SPILLED, SPILLED. What's coming next? Pirate's Booty. Now, this was not a part of my childhood.
No, this was new. This came out when we were adults.
And this so far has not been a big part of June's childhood.
I don't remember if I've told this on the story on the show before.
I love this stuff, though.
It's not a story. It's that years ago, there was an article by William Grimes in the New York Times about, I did not mean for that to rhyme, about the popularity of pirate's booty among adults, which he kind of frowned on.
Oh.
But he talked about how his French friend said to him, you have not tried the booty. This is very bad. And we went around saying this for years. You have not tried the booty.
I love that. And if loving that is wrong, I'm just going to be wrong.
Oh, it's great.
I think it's great. It could be cheesier. It could be cheesier. But it's just the right amount of salty. Whenever I have bought this, I always eat way more of it. I think I have bought it maybe like once since June was born. And I always eat way more of it than she does. And when I tend to reach for it is like when I'm cooking and I'm having a glass of wine. I was going to say, I shit you not. And then I was remembering that this was a family show. And then I was remembering that it's not really a family show.
Wow, you just really like went on a journey there in the last few seconds.
I did. But anyway, I really like to eat pirate's booty while drinking wine.
What pairs well with booty?
Well, I think in general, a red wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a cheese flavor that I think red wine is best with.
Like a light and fruity red wine, or more of like a structured tannic red
wine? You
know,
I think
wine?
I'd go for a Gamay. Yeah, I think I would go like on the lighter end. Yeah.
Like would a Beaujolais work?
Yeah, well, okay. Gamay is the grape that I believe is most common in the Beaujolais region.
Mm-hmm.
I may be wrong.
No, I think you're right, and I think we are wine experts.
I think we are too. Welcome to our new show, Spilled Wine.
So that's funny because that's very similar to Iris's favorite snack when she was like 2 years old.
Grape juice?
No, it was wine. No, it was steamed milk with almond syrup and veggie booty. Which we just called almond and booty.
I've never had veggie booty ever.
It's all right.
Hey, what do you think about, have you ever tasted your, have you noticed that in the past few years, they now sell these canisters that are kind of like Pringles potato chip canisters, but in them are like puffs made from various vegetables and fruits,
yes.
And you're supposed to feed them to your kids?
We should probably do an episode on that. So I think we talked about some things that I didn't end up getting for this episode,
ew.
Such as.
Ew, I don't like this.
I think it's fine, veggie booty. It's just got some green. It's, you know, it's styrofoam peanuts plus some green powder.
What is this supposed to taste like?
Kale.
This is not a good idea.
And yet, every kid was eating it for a few years because parents could convince themselves that it was vegetables.
I don't think I would want to eat this as a child.
No, it's got kale powder and parsley powder.
I don't think I would want to eat this as a child.
Oh, and cabbage powder. Oh, and spinach and broccoli. There's a lot of veggies
in here. I'm tasting some spinach.
Yep.
I'm getting spinach,
carrot, cabbage, kale, and parsley powders.
I don't like that. I don't like that. And I love all of those vegetables. Why did they have to ruin them by dehydrating them and powdering them and putting them on pirate's booty? It ruins the vegetables and the booty.
As noted when we paired up with our friends at Bunker Buddies, you are not going to do well in the apocalypse. It's going to be
not.
People are going to pass you the kale powder pipe, and you're going to be like, no, thank you. And you're going to starve. And then I'm going to eat you.
Okay. I'll be dead. It's okay.
Cool. What should we do next? Should we go?
Wait, what else do we have? Do we have, did you get any, like, anything that's in the fridge?
I did not get anything that's in the fridge. I didn't get string cheese. I don't have a good excuse for why I didn't get any of these things.
Yeah.
I went to the store, I got a bunch of stuff, and I'm like, I've fulfilled my duty, and then.
That's okay.
There was more duty. I fulfilled my duty. The one thing
that I am a little disappointed about is the Barnum & Bailey animal crackers.
Yes.
Because that is childhood. Do you remember the sound of opening the waxed paper liner? Like,
yes,
do you remember
I do.
That? And then it would be folded over really neatly. And again, you would kind of have to tear it like you might do with the goldfish to get into it because it would be folded over and glued, as I recall.
And they have an inimitable flavor.
They do. And then they've got that little, the like cotton string around the top of the box so you can carry it.
Oh, We should just be carrying those with us, right?
Can we do an entire animal crackers episode? Or have we already done that? Because can we also eat the frosted kind, which I was never allowed to have as a kid?
Oh, like the mothers? Is that what that is? Yes. Yes, we can. Okay, so let's get these things out of the way because I'm kind of scared of them. So
You know, I almost texted you and said, so I said, please buy like purees in squeeze things. Because kids far older than you would think are using these squeezy things.
Like 17-year-old kids? Yeah,
exactly. But I almost suggested to you that you buy two of each because I didn't want to have to put our mouths on the same one.
Well, I bought two different kinds, but I'm going in on this applesauce.
So here's my question. Do you squeeze it?
Room temperature applesauce is very bad.
Oh, God.
This would be fine refrigerated, but...
It's also weird having it like extruded.
It really is. Like it comes out like as a like a noodle into
your
mouth.
Why do kids love this like delivery form?
Well, because you don't have to stop what you're doing, right? You can like be punching a kid with one hand and slurping applesauce out of a pouch with the other. In fact, you could probably just hold it in your mouth and walk around with it like dangling out of your mouth.
Okay, this one. Oh, great. This is Ella's Kitchen brand, the red one.
I bought it because I like the
squished
name.
Squished smoothie fruits.
Uh-huh.
I'm for anyone over 6 months, it declares.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute.
Including 17-year-olds.
Oh, my God. So this is like applesauce.
With additional fruits.
Why am I feeling so nervous about this?
I think it's because it's the red one.
Part of it is that I can't see it. It's disturbing to me.
I think we should dispense a little into a bowl and see what happens.
Oh, kids would love that. I hate that.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
It's so disturbing not being able to see it.
Yeah. What color do you think it is? Do you think it's red?
I think it's red, but I think it's less red than we think it is. Because a lot of these things like banana, grape, these are not red.
Oh my God.
Oh!
Now I see why you're not allowed to see it.
Oh, I just put that in my mouth. Oh.
This looks like diaper gravy.
Oh, Matthew, why did you have to phrase it that way?
Well, let's continue eating food.
Gross.
Okay, but this next thing is definitely good.
Can we get, I just want to forget about it. I just want to forget.
Wait, when you say, can we get like a drug that will make us forget everything?
Yes.
Like a...
Yeah. Okay,
so
wait, did we have these during the gummy episode?
Fruit snacks?
Mm-hmm.
It's possible we did.
I don't remember these existing when I was a kid.
I think these post-dated our childhood.
So this is just candy.
It's totally candy.
When are parents supposed to give this to their kids?
Also, how do you fucking open it?
You have to tear into it. Oh. Oh, yeah. This is absolutely candy. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are great.
Okay, Welch's mixed fruit snacks. Hmm.
Yep, the first ingredient is fruit puree.
Ah, I love it.
Yep, these are great.
Oh, the grape one. Oh, the grape one. Oh, yeah.
Yep, it really tastes like a grape.
Oh yeah. Why are you doing that with yours?
I don't know. I'm like holding them in my hand, like cradling them in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. The grape one. I just want to eat the grape. I would eat the grape one like instead of pretty much any gummy.
Would you eat it instead of grapes?
Yeah.
Would you eat it instead of wine?
Would I eat it in a van? Yes, I think I can.
Would you eat it on the can? Oh, Dr. Seuss. So I think all of that together added up to a balanced meal, which is good because we haven't really like had lunch yet. This episode has been brought to you by Full Pull Wines. Now, you already know that Full Pull Wines has been sharing the stories of boutique Northwest wines since 2009 and offering them to members of their mailing list and to tasters at their warehouse in Soto, Seattle. But did you know that the head of Full Pull Wines, Paul Zittorelli, can give a wine pairing for any situation? So I told him that this episode was going to be about kid snacks like Welch's fruit snacks and cheddar goldfish, and he said that the obvious pairing would be a wine cocktail. Mix one part Capri Sun, one part Beaujolais Village, and drink on the rocks with a twist. Now, that particular cocktail is not going to be on Full Pull's mailing list, but they do have Leonetti Cabernet, small production rosés, and a sparkling wine made exclusively for list members. Find out more at fullpullwines.com.
Man, the grape one.
I don't know. Like, some of this stuff is really good, like the fruit snacks. Mm-hmm. On the whole, though...
What are we feeding our children, America?
Yeah, let's take this show in a really different direction.
I think that, like...
What are your thoughts on school lunch?
I think that in terms of kid snacks, I'm really going to say the simpler, the better. I mean, graham crackers, timeless.
Yeah.
String cheese, timeless. Cold applesauce, please. Not out of a squeezy thing at room temperature. That's timeless.
A hunk of beef jerky.
Timeless.
Timeless. Like, probably... predates, like, prehistoric.
Yes.
Predates prehistoric.
Predates prehistoric, yeah.
You know prehistoric? It's even older than that.
Anyway, what else?
I don't know.
Well, I think this was great. I think I'm done.
Yeah, I feel like each of these things, you know, they all make, like, nutritional claims, and I feel like each of them has...
It's compromised in its integrity.
No. I was going to say that each of them has, like, stimulated a different part of my brain, and now my brain is, like, roiling from the effects of all of these various nutritional superfoods.
Wow.
So I'm going to take a nap, and we're going to see you next week. You can find us online at SpilledMilkPodcast.com mm-hmm. or on Facebook at Facebook.com/SpilledMilkPodcast.
Mm-hmm. You know, it also really helps if you leave us a review. And Matthew, am I correct that people can leave us reviews on either iTunes or on the Apple Podcast app?
That's right.
The native podcast app.
Do I know
app.
How to do that on the podcast app? I don't. But if you have that app, I bet you can figure it out.
Yeah, cool.
Like, talk to Siri. Like, Siri, how can I leave Spilled Milk a 5-star review? I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Okay. So, anyway.
Did you know that I do the Siri voice for, like, obnoxious white guy?
All right.
It's weird that they came to me for that. It's not weird.
Thanks for listening to Spilled Milk.
Is
there some riff we could make on, like, squeeze packet or, like, the, you know, it's probably best that you don't see what's inside us before you squeeze us into your mouth.
Okay.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Hemster Burton.
I'm Molly. Well, great.
Great. That's it. We're done.
Yeah, it's over.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.